This is a Sichuan news update. New life is being brought to an old school that had been sitting empty for over 10 years. The former South Wellington School, now opened as the South Wellington Community Center, will offer recreational programming, events, and a place to connect for everyone in Electoral Area A. In 2022, the Regional District of Nanaimo, or RDN, and School District 68 entered into a 25-year lease for the former school and the grounds around it to convert the building into a community center and use the outside space as a community park. The building will be operated in collaboration by the South Wellington and Area Community Association and the Regional District of Nanaimo. The Community Association will run the day-to-day operations and the facility bookings, while the Regional District will oversee recreational programs. A ribbon-cutting ceremony was held on Wednesday, August 19th, officially opening the community center. Jessica Stanley, Director of Electoral Area A, which includes South Wellington, spoke at the event about how excited she is to see the center finally open after years of work.
I do want to honor that we have worked years for this moment. And I have to say, it's so nice to be able to say we're gathered here today, because that has always been what this project is about. It's about creating a space to come together as a community to gather, connect, and play.
She says when the school was set to close in 2013, the community association band together to make sure the building could still be used as a space for community connections.
They have big plans and they welcome ideas on how to contribute to support our community and create a space for the benefit for all of Area A and beyond. And I'm excited to continue to come here and see us create community through connection for years to come.
Susan Toff, a member of the South Wellington and Area Community Association, remembers when her kids went to school at the former South Wellington School. She explains the community association formed 20 years ago just so they could run events and programming at the school, allowing the community to connect in a shared space.
There, but we used to run programs at that time, dance lessons, cooking classes, ball games, teaching kids to play ball, floor hockey. So we were already doing recreation, just that we didn't have funds to kind of keep it in a bigger scale.
While her kids have now grown up, she says she saw how important the school was as a place for youth and the rest of the community to meet and connect. So when she heard the former school was up for demolition, she knew the building needed to be saved for the community.
Then I started writing letters to the school trustees, and then they were the ones that changed their mind and said that the school district needed to come to the community and do a consult to see whether or not they could save the building for a community center. Once we got that moving, then it was getting the collaboration of the school district and the RDN to work together. And once we got them on board, then it just kind of perpetuated from there.
Toff says now that the school has been shut down, having this community center is more important than ever.
It's left a real hole in the community. Kids are being bused to three different schools. There's no connection for new families. So with this, we're hoping that we could provide affordable programs and that people will come here, whether they're older, younger, middle-aged. We can provide programs and then they can get to know each other. The community will start getting closer together again.
While the RDN will be running most of the programs out of the building, Toff says the association will soon be providing programming and events. She says they are currently taking ideas from the community for what they should run.
Everything is open right now. We're open to all kinds of ideas. We want to get a before and after school care, hopefully, or a daycare as an anchor tenant. But we're going to run whatever we can, whatever people want. And it's like a new business, so we have to learn as we go. And hopefully we'll get that figured out quickly.
Toff says while the road to Wednesday's ribbon cutting was long, it was because of the community coming together that this was even possible.
It has been a collaboration amongst many people, but it's basically the community, because if the community didn't stand behind our vision, we wouldn't have been able to pitch it and make it work. So the community really needs to be proud of what they did too.
She says this new community center is not just for the people in South Wellington, but all the surrounding communities and future generations to come.
That was our goal all the time, because people that are in Nanaimo River, Chase River, Cassidy, Extension, they don't have anything. They'll have a space to come. Cedar, Yellow Point. Like, it's here for everyone to use.
The $4.4 million cost to renovate and upgrade the building was funded by the federal government provincial government, and RDN reserve funds. According to the regional district, ongoing operational costs will be funded through the Littoral A Recreation and Culture Service. For Sichuan News in Nanaimo, this is Laura McKenzie.
This report was made with the support of the Local Journalism Initiative, the Community Radio Fund of Canada, and listeners like you. You can find more news updates, interviews, and stories from our nonprofit newsroom, as well as our news and current affairs podcast, Midcoast Morning, at chly.ca/news.